Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Michael Lofton Show on Reason and Theology breaking news. Cardinal Fernandez just gave an interview to The Pillar, and he has clarified some matters about the new document from the Vatican on same-sex blessings. You'll recall that some people were pointing to paragraph 31, where it refers to blessings of same-sex couples. And you'll recall that some were saying, in fact, most were saying, that this is proof that the document is referring to blessing the union of a homosexual relationship. So, in other words, the claim is that this is a blessing of sin. And you'll recall that despite that most people have been saying that, I've been pointing to the document and showing that is not what the document says. When it refers to couples, it is referring to a blessing of persons and not the union of the couple. So it refers to the persons of the couple, that is the object of the blessing, not the union itself, not the relationship itself. And you know I've taken a considerable amount of heat for that. But I have stood by it because that is what the text says. Well, you'll be pleased to hear that Cardinal Fernandez was asked a question about my interpretation and completely vindicates everything that I've been saying. 100%. Let's read it together. One interpretation that has been given to the declaration is that the blessings would be imparted on persons and not on their union specifically. Who has been saying this? Well, yours truly. I've been putting forward that interpretation because that's the only one that actually makes sense of the document. So they ask about this interpretation. They continue, however, the document clearly speaks in its third part of blessing couples, right? That's the thing I've been having thrown in my face, and I just keep pointing back to people and showing them that, hey, the context indicates that when it refers to couples here, it's talking about persons, not the union. And so they ask, does this imply that the irregular union of these persons is being blessed? Watch what he notes here. He says, it is necessary to distinguish well, and the declaration makes this distinction. Couples are blessed. The union is not blessed. Full stop, mic drop. That's exactly what I've been saying. Despite 90% of people out there throwing in my face, but it says couples, but it says couples. Michael, you're a pope-splainer. Michael, you're gaslighting. Michael, you're being misled. Michael, you're deceiving people. Michael, you're a sophist. And I've been pointing people back to the document and saying, but wait, that is incorrect when it refers to couples here. It's clearly referring to persons. And I walk them through paragraph 31. And stood firm, stood fast in it. And here he is vindicating it once again. So I am going to ask if all of those who have been wrong are now going to retract their false views that they've disseminated all over the internet, and are they going to set the record straight now and say, you know what? Actually, we were wrong, and it turns out we were severely wrong, and we've been falsely accusing the Holy See, and we've been slandering the Holy See, and we owe an apology to the Holy Father. And we're going to issue a retraction. I wonder how many of those are coming. Well, it continues. Couples are blessed. The union is not blessed for the reasons that the declaration repeatedly explains about the true meaning of Christian marriage and sexual relations. For those who read the text serenely and without ideological prejudices, it is clear that there is no change in the doctrine on marriage and on the objective valuation of sexual acts outside the only kind of marriage which exists, which is male and female, exclusive, indissoluble, naturally open to the generation of new life. But this does not prevent us from making a gesture of paternity and closeness. Otherwise, we can become judges who condemn from a pedestal. When we consecrated men have much that humiliates us as a church, we have given serious scandal to the simple ones with our behavior. Besides, we all have our personal faults. We're not fully coherent with the whole gospel. And our lapidarity judgments sometimes do not take into account that the same measure we use for others will be used with us. I, who want to go to heaven and be very happy with God eternally, try not to forget this warning of Jesus Christ. I'm going to go through the whole document in a later show tomorrow. Well, technically today, because it's 1 p.m. Central right now. So later on today, I'll go through the whole document. But I had to get this one in there to assure everybody who, those of you who have been holding fast to what the document says, despite people who have been gaslighting you, despite people who have been attacking you, despite people who have been saying all sorts of wild things, saying that you're crazy, saying that you're a Pope splainer, saying that you're this and that, fill in the blank. Guess what? You've been vindicated. If you have been saying exactly what I've been saying, which is that the couple means two persons, and therefore the object of the blessing is persons, not the union. If you've been the one who has been saying that, if you've been promoting that truth, congratulations, you've been vindicated. But if you've been saying the opposite, and you've been saying, but it says couple, and you say, see, that proves that the object of the blessing is a union, and therefore the church is now blessing sin, you owe Holy Mother Church an apology for your public slander against the Holy Father, the Holy See, and the Magisterium. And it's incumbent upon you to correct that, to set the record straight, at least with half the passion that you use to condemn the Holy Father and the Holy See. Maybe take half of that, or 10% of it at least, 10% of that energy, and use that to speak the truth. And that will help. So anyways, had to share that with y'all, because it's nice to get these victories every now and then. And we can share this with others who are confused and think, hey, what's going on when the document talks about couples? Has the church changed? No, just read the context. Just read in context. It's pretty clear what it means. And you can now reassure them and be confident that when you explain to them what it means, yeah, you're right, because Fernandez just backed it up. And by the way, I do want to point y'all to the updated version of the catechism for this document that is found here on the website, Reason and Theology. I put a link to it in the show notes. Catechism on the New Document for Blessings of Same-Sex Couples. Go and check it out. And of course, in the catechism, we've been saying, just as I've been saying on the show, that when it refers to couples here in the document, it's not referring to blessing of a union. It is in reference to blessing of the persons. So the catechism was also vindicated. So, hey, go and check it out. I think you'll find it very, very helpful in making sense of the document over and against the fake news that the majority of people have been disseminating. All right. So, hey, stay tuned for more later on. I will go through the whole interview tomorrow, but I had to sneak this short bit in. So, all right, that's going to do it. Hit that subscribe button and the link to my Patreon should be there in the show notes. It's patreon.com/reasonandtheology. If you want to support the show, definitely check it out. And you also see extra content there that is exclusive for patrons. So consider doing that, but definitely also hit that subscribe button. Help me grow the channel to reach more people with the truth. All right. See you later. God bless.